Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show, and I'm hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio as I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. All right. It is a busy Friday. We're getting you all set for the games that take place this upcoming Sunday in week 11 of the NFL season. Free agency and the NBA started a couple of hours ago. So there's a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. And I got you here. We had a hell of a first hour as we already spent time talking about the Saints and the Falcons. Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston. Who opposes Matt Ryan? Does it even matter? And there's more. We're going to talk about the Ravens. We'll talk about the Titans. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. There's so much to go through right here on CBS Sports Radio. And I got to remind you, if you want to hit me up, if you want to shoot me a holler, it's simple. You can tweet me at JR Sport Brief. And our number here, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. You can own, you could rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That part is easy. In a few minutes, there's so much I want to tell you about. I want to update you on some of the things going on in the NBA. Free agency is wild. We'll continue more in-depth talk about our Week 11 games. But right now, this minute, I want to get back to the phone lines. Paul, he's here with us from Wisconsin. Paul, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Paul?
Not much. Are we still talking about the Saints, or are we going over to the free agency?
I don't know. It's the Paul show on CBS Sports Radio. What do you want to talk about, Paul?
I want to talk about my guy Giannis. He's my favorite sports player ever to exist.
Really? Why?
Because being Greek myself, he's also Greek, obviously, and okay. He brings a Spartan mentality to basketball. I've never seen anybody go at five people and get a bucket. He's the only man other
have
than
you,
Shaq.
Well, I was going to say, have you? Have you seen Shaquille O'Neal play?
Well, I'm a little. He's a little before my time, but I've seen his Christmas tree of backboards. So
here's a question. I don't want to crush your spirits here. I've been known to crush spirits. What the hell do you do if Giannis leaves the Bucks? You don't give a damn about the Milwaukee Bucks anymore? You just follow Giannis around? What do you do?
Well, I'll always be a huge supporter of Giannis. I mean, he's a great role model and someone everyone should try to be like. You know, he came from very little and he has a lot now. So I don't think I'll ever not be thankful for like what he's done for Milwaukee. And if he decides to go, I mean, I get it. We weren't able to get through, but he doesn't. I don't know. I'm just hoping he stays for sure.
Okay. I know there's
a diehard Bucks fan and I'm a diehard Giannis fan as well.
Okay. Well, you can be both, Paul. I appreciate you for calling up from Wisconsin. Okay. Good luck to you.
Thanks. You too.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Paul, for calling up from Wisconsin. Yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks, they can't even catch a break right now. They thought they had Bogdanovich from Sacramento. The NBA gave him the Mutombo. Said, no. Just a matter of a selective investigation there. The NBA is a wild space. Dwight Howard goes to the Sixers. Montrezl Harrell goes to the Lakers. Gallinari ends up on the Hawks. John Wall says he wants to be traded. John Wall hasn't played basketball in like 2 years. A busted heel, a blown out Achilles. He's throwing up gang signs and a video in a Brooklyn house. I mean, and this guy wants to be traded. Oh, yeah, and he's owed like $40-plus million for the next 3 years. NBA is wild. John is calling up from Portland. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific, John. How about you?
Well, I got this question about Taysom and Jason Winston. They put them on the field at the same time? Do they have to turn off one of the quarterback helmets?
No, they don't. Drew Brees plays out there with Taysom. They don't, you know, they're not throwing helmets around. They both play. Yeah.
So they could both have the play called in their ear when they're on the field at the same time.
Well, that I don't believe. One guy at a time, I believe, has the headset in. I believe. Or either that or it's active. I don't believe both of them will.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be interesting to put them both on the field at the same time and really confuse the defense?
John, that happens quite a bit between Brees and Hill. That happens already.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, okay. All right. What you doing, John? You at home?
No, well, I'm in my car driving home.
All right. Well, you drive safe, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John, for calling up from Portland, Oregon. I hope he gets home safe. I hope the car is dry, okay? Let's go to Miami. Let's talk to Rob. Rob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Rob, are you in the car, Rob?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Yeah, I'm actually driving myself right now, driving back home from down south. What's going on?
Okay, you're driving from down south. You're in Miami. How far down south are you?
Oh, you know, South Miami to downtown where I live, so I'm driving a little bit north.
Oh, real far, real far, Rob. On ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so about the Saints lineup this week, man. You know, they're starting Taysom Hill. I'm interested to see what they can do with him. But really, I'm more interested to see what Jameis can do in a full game with Michael Thomas and Kamara at his disposal. And, you know, I think he would probably air it out, make it a lot more interesting game than Taysom Hill would.
Yeah, but Sean Payton says, but we don't know who's going to start. He says it's a whole lot of baloney. And he didn't say baloney. That's the word I'm using so I don't get fired. But he says it's a whole bunch of baloney.
You know, Sean Payton's a good coach. And honestly, putting Taysom Hill out there might be a little bit of a distraction or a,
it's deception. It doesn't
deception.
Do
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. They say they're going to start Taysom Hill, but they trot Jameis out there, air it out. It could be an interesting game. I'm really looking forward to it. Myself.
It'll be a fun one. Well, thank you, Rob, for calling up from Miami. Stay away from Ocean, okay?
Hey, thank you, JR. I appreciate it, man. Good to talk to you.
No doubt. Thank you, Rob, for calling up from Miami. Go to those streets that'll get them in trouble. Listen, folks. I'm not telling you a Miami story, but I will say this. Sean Payton, he doesn't do anybody any good. He doesn't do himself any good by naming a starter. We know who a quarterback is. Jameis Winston is a quarterback. Taysom Hill is just like Weapon X, okay? He just block a punt for me real quick. Go run for 15 yards when nobody expects it. Go catch a pass. They don't know if you'll catch, run, or throw. This sounds good. And so we'll have a whole lot of that this upcoming Sunday. And that's what happens when you have good coaches out there. And Sean Payton is a hell of a coach. He has options. Why not utilize all of them? He ain't pigeonholing himself. It does him no good to run around and basically tell Raheem Morris, hey, Raheem, this is what we're going to do. No, let Raheem Morris and let him think. It's going to be a fun matchup. It's going to be an exciting matchup. It should be a lot of fun. And speaking of matchups, I don't know if I want to call this exciting. This is certainly something that you probably want to pay close attention to. It's pretty interesting. Because if you go ahead and you think about the Patriots, the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, you want to talk about a great coach, the man with the plan, the man who walks around and will always let you know how many rings that he has on his fingers. The New England Patriots are going to take on the Houston Texans. And yeah, so what's so exciting about a 4-5 Patriots team taking on the Texans who are 2-7? It happens to be the fact that Bill Belichick is going to face off against Romeo Crennel, yes, who is still coaching in the NFL. This is someone who's now in his 70s, and he's going to be, or he has been running the show, because another Bill Belichick disciple and Bill O'Brien got fired. All right? Romeo Crennel used to work with Bill Belichick way back with the New York Giants. They worked together when Bill Belichick and Romeo Crennel were both with the Jets. And so this will be an interesting matchup. A, to see how the New England Patriots decide to go out there and try to stop Deshaun Watson. And then B, just to see what happens with, I don't want to call him his good old pal Romeo, but just to see what happens there. But Bill Belichick, this is what he had to say about stopping Deshaun Watson, who despite their record, you know, this man is still playing solid, even on a bad team. Listen to what Bill Belichick had to say.
Watson's as good as anybody we face. He does a good job at everything. You know, he can make all the throws. He's very, very good with his decisiveness, makes good reads. That makes him, you know, hard to defend, and they don't have many bad plays that ever hurt their teams. Really, really the kind of guy you want playing that position.
Yeah, you don't. Well, I say that all the time. Bill Belichick makes me feel like a genius. You got quarterbacks who win you a game, and then you got quarterbacks who will basically throw the entire game away. And that's not Deshaun Watson. Damn good quarterback out here for a bum team. Maybe Deshaun can actually get some help. I know Cooks has been playing better than I thought he would. But who the hell is high on the Texans? Nobody. Not me. Bill O'Brien basically ran them dry. The Texans basically have a first-round pick sitting in Miami in Tua's lap. Get Tua Tagovailoa, another wide receiver. That'd be pretty damn awesome. And so this is funny. Bill Belichick is going to be taking on Romeo Crennel. But if you think about some of his coaches that he's worked with through the years, guys who've gone on to coach teams, not all that successful. There was a point in time where Nick Saban was the defensive coordinator for Bill Belichick when he started off in Cleveland. Then you had Charlie Weiss, who didn't work out. Nick Saban worked out. We see probably the greatest college basketball coach of all, a football coach of all time. Bill O'Brien, I told you, he sucked. He was the Pats offensive coordinator. And then he went to Houston and stunk the joint up after he went to Penn State. Eric Mangini. When I think about Eric Mangini, the first thing that comes to my mind is snitch. You just snitched on your old boss, man, with the New York Jets. And then he got a job with the Browns. All of these guys think they're Bill Belichick. Like, they walk around kind of miserable. Nobody smiles. And then nobody wins. You know, I look at Eric Mangini, and the first thing that comes to my mind is Matt Patricia. Like, nobody likes him. Nobody likes him either. I don't think anybody in Detroit likes Patricia. None of his former players like Patricia. I don't know if his own family likes him. And he has the nerve to walk around with that pencil behind his ear like he's actually smart. He's probably going to get fired. Joe Judge. Let's see what Judge does with the New York Giants. He certainly seems likable. Vrabel is doing pretty good. He ain't coached, but he played under the guy. Seems pretty astute when it comes to clock management. Josh McDaniels didn't work out in Denver. And so I'll tell you this much. When it comes to these coaching trees and what guy comes from another guy, etc., it just throw it out the window. It's a whole lot of nonsense. I mean, you can have guys who are good as coordinators who cannot lead a locker room, who can't put together structure, who don't not necessarily demand respect, but earn the respect of the players. And so you can't automatically say, oh, I used to work for Bill Belichick. I used to put together his defense. I used to put together his offense. And you just can't think that you're walking in with six Super Bowl rings. It doesn't work that way. And so Bill Belichick takes on his old pal, Romeo Crennel, who's now hosting or coaching the Houston Texans. Not necessarily a matchup that I want to see, but let's see what Cam Newton can do. And let's see if Deshaun Watson can embarrass the New England Patriots. That's certainly a matchup to look forward to. Another matchup that you probably really you want to take some time to see. The Baltimore Ravens are going to take on the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if I want to call this a battle for third place or fourth place. Whoever loses this game, it's going to be real ugly. Whoever loses this game is basically going to be counted out for the rest of the season. And the winner, they might revive themselves to potentially compete in the AFC. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about this. Lamar Jackson, Ryan Tannehill, who has more to prove? Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Getting you ready for Sunday, week 11 of the NFL season. We spent some time talking about the Saints and the Falcons. Who starts that game at quarterback for the Saints? Is it Hill? Is it Jameis? But now, right before we went to break, I want to talk about the Ravens. I want to talk about the Titans. The Ravens head into this matchup 6-3. They lost two out of their last three games. And then you go ahead and take a look at the Tennessee Titans. They've lost three out of their last four. Okay? Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, the Colts. I can understand the Colts, and I understand Pittsburgh. They went out there and beat the Bears, who basically beat themselves every time they walk out of the locker room. And Ryan Tannehill, you take a look at his numbers, he's still having a great year. 2,100 yards passing, 20 TDs, only three interceptions. But his completion percentage has been down. I mean, he's going close to 50 and below. Over his last couple of games, he had a solid game. The other two games, not so hot. And then Tennessee on the ground, they give up 120 rushing yards a game. Head coach Mike Vrabel, Bill Belichick disciple, at least he played for the man. Mike Vrabel, this is what he had to say about going up against the Ravens and their running game.
You know, it's a huge challenge. You know, a huge challenge to stop the running game. And, you know, those guys are downhill runners, good vision. They've all taken care of the football. You know, so that it's going to be a challenge for us to not only stop them, but, you know, the quarterback and anybody else they may hand it to.
Yeah, the quarterback. Yeah, Lamar Jackson. The guy who's having a down year, but, you know, at any point in time where he touches the football, he can go all the way downfield for a touchdown by him damn self. And so even though the Ravens, I don't want to say, yeah, well, they are in a rut. Things might not be going their way. This is an opportunity. I've been saying this. The Titans, they're the team that surprised them in the playoffs earlier this year. The Titans are the team that they were expected to beat. Every time that the Ravens take on a team that's supposed to be better than them, they can't get over the hump. Okay, I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm also now talking about the Titans. This is a prime opportunity for them to get back on track. And Lamar Jackson knows so. A matter of fact, listen to what Lamar Jackson had to say about how important this game is.
Every game is a big game, you know, and we want to win them all. You know, unfortunately, we didn't win three of them. Out of the nine we done played so far, so we just got to go in here, focus up, work hard, start today in practice, keep our head on our shoulders, keep our head held high, just go out there and play football.
Keep our head held high and just go on out there and play football. this is a pretty cool matchup here. Because this game is going to help determine, ultimately, I believe, you know, who's going to have some momentum as we get a little bit into the latter portion of the season and then also for playoff seeding. If the Ravens lose, it's 6-4. If the Titans lose, they're 6-5. Things ain't looking all that good if you're looking a little even. And so as we have two quarterbacks here, the pressure of the world is on Lamar Jackson. Nobody cares about your MVP award from last season. Nobody cares how fast you are. Nobody cares. You got to win a big game, man. You got to improve as a passer. You got to show folks. More importantly, yeah, you got to show yourself. You're not. This is not just who you are. That last year wasn't the best year that you're capable of, that you're capable of going out there and actually leading this team towards a Super Bowl. And yeah, we know he needs help. He needs a standout wideout. He needs a better offensive line. Last year, the offensive line was phenomenal. Injuries and guys retiring have changed things this year for Lamar Jackson with that line. But you got to improve your damn self. And then in the case of Ryan Tannehill, you can look at Ryan Tannehill from the past several years and say, oh, did this guy get a raw deal in Miami? Did Ryan Tannehill have this solid season last year moving into this year because fortunately, he was able to escape Adam Gase? He's getting paid $118 million. He also has the luxury of playing right next to or off of one of the best running backs in the NFL. It's debatable whether or not he's the best right now if you see what Dalvin Cook is doing. And Derrick Henry. Would Tannehill be able to do this without Henry? Probably not. And so who has more pressure? Who has more to prove? Tannehill sitting on that contract. They said, hey, here's $118 million. Keep us in the playoffs. Help us go a little bit further than what we did last year. And then the pressure for Lamar Jackson is nothing to do but win a Super Bowl. Go to the playoffs. Roll through a few teams. Don't give us a disappointment. So who has more to prove? I would say Lamar Jackson. I don't think there's a person who sits around and says, yeah, I'm expecting Ryan Tannehill to go out here and deliver us a Super Bowl. People expect Ryan Tannehill. He's doing what you'd expect him to do right now. Past couple of games, completion percentage, as I said, has been up. It's been down. It makes sense for what the team has done. They've lost three out of their last four. But Lamar Jackson coming off of an MVP, I'm sorry, there's nothing else anybody wants to see but you improve even more than what you did. There's nothing anybody wants to see than you become or be more than just an athlete. Become a better quarterback. I mean, I've had people call up and say, oh, well, he's the next RG3. Not necessarily the thing that you want. You don't want to be associated that closely with your backup. So the phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you think about the Ravens, when you think about the Titans, which quarterback has more to prove? Is it Lamar Jackson? Is it Ryan Tannehill? Let's go to the phone lines right now. We got Robert. He's calling up from Chicago. Robert, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Terrific, Robert. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I want to give a quick couple of caveats to my answer really quick. So when you originally asked the question, I kind of interpreted it as who has more to prove about themselves as a quarterback as opposed to simply their expectations for where they're going to carry their team. And then secondly, you know, take my opinion with a grain of salt because I called in, I think the last time I called in was to tell you that Tua shouldn't start for Miami right now. So clearly I don't know what I'm talking about. But that being said, I really honestly think that to some degree the quarterback with more to prove is Ryan Tannehill, because, you know, we can look at what they've done respectively with what they've been handed. And I think Lamar Jackson has done a really phenomenal job. It's not a great year this year, but even this year, I think he's done a pretty decent job of elevating the talent around him. And I think that the people who really, you know, appreciate the game can respect that and appreciate that a little bit. And with Tannehill, my concern is with him that he has an absolute wealth of talent at the skill positions. I'm not just talking about Derrick Henry. I'm really talking about, you know, A.J. Brown and Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith, who I think are all fantastic. He has the weapons, and at times I don't feel like he has really looked like a dynamic quarterback utilizing those weapons. And I think, you know, in terms of the pressure right now, if Lamar Jackson has a bit of a down year, I don't think the Ravens are asking that question, is this the guy for the future? I do think maybe if Ryan Tannehill can't continue to elevate himself as time goes on, maybe the question becomes, oh, I'm seeing a little bit more of the Miami side of things now.
Well, this is how I interpret it. And thank you, Robert, for calling up from Chicago. Give yourself a little bit more credit. You might have been, I don't want to say wrong about Tua, but I'm not beating you up. You beat yourself up.
I hear you on that. I hear you on that completely. It's just, yeah, I was very wrong about that issue.
It's okay. But nobody's right 100% of the time. Me neither. Robert, I appreciate you for calling from Chicago. I put it to you this way. What has anybody ever expected from Ryan Tannehill? And the phone lines are still open, 855-212-4CBS. What has anybody ever expected from Ryan Tannehill? You didn't expect nothing from him in Miami. You looked at him and said, okay, he's starting quarterback, but he's whatever. Yeah, he might have potential, but he's whatever. And he goes to Tennessee. He's solid. Doesn't miss a beat, doesn't miss a step, becomes one of the more efficient. That's an important word. He becomes one of the more efficient quarterbacks in the NFL. And then that, in turn, gets him a big check. It gets him some type of security. But am I going to say the expectations have now gone up for Ryan Tannehill? No. He is what he is. He was whatever in Miami. He's become good to great in the efficiency category in Tennessee. And I don't think nobody expects him to be a world beater. A whole lot has to go right for the Tennessee Titans to quote-unquote compete. Lamar Jackson coming off of an MVP with the defense that he had, there were expectations that this year the team was going to continue rushing ahead. But instead, it looks like the NFL is like, gotcha. It doesn't matter if they caught up to him. It doesn't matter if they caught up to Greg Roman and the offensive coordinator. It doesn't matter. He has more to prove. He's one of the more dynamic guys. He's the dude who set the rushing record for all quarterbacks. The expectations are for him to continue to elevate. Ain't nobody looking at Ryan Tannehill. That's the reality. Lamar Jackson is the one who's kicking his own ass in public because of the team. Jake is calling from Boise, Idaho. Jake, who has more to prove?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, Jake.
I actually called you a couple days ago on Tuesday, man, and I had some things to say about Lamar, and I just really feel like that guy, he does have something to prove. He's got something other to prove than that he's just a running quarterback. You know, he takes after Mike Vick. He grew up watching Mike Vick, and I can't believe Mike Vick didn't reach the Hall of Fame, to tell you the truth, because he changed the whole game of the NFL. You got all these running quarterbacks.
That's not enough to get into the Hall.
Well, I'm just saying that Lamar's got to start passing, man. Every time he steps back to throw, it looks like he wants to run the football. And I would agree with you that he's got more to prove, because to me he's got more to prove to just be a quarterback.
Okay, that's legitimate. You know, I got you, Jake.
I agree with the last caller, because Ryan Tannehill, in order to keep his job, he's got more to prove just to keep his career going.
Nah, I don't think so. I think $118 million, I think there's a quite a few reasons to keep his ass around. But Jake, thank you for calling up from Boise, Idaho. I want to continue to take your phone calls, 855-212-4CBS. I'm getting right back to your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got to let you know, I'm going to get to your calls in a second, but this is what we're talking about right now. On Sunday, the NFL on CBS, the slate, features two of the AFC's best going head-to-head. Derrick Henry and the Titans. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Or you can check out the Steelers trying to stave off an upset against the Jaguars. That would be ugly. Don't let that happen, Pittsburgh. It all begins with the NFL today. It goes down at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. The NFL is on CBS. And that first matchup is what we were talking about prior to the break. The Titans are taking on the Ravens. Whoever loses this game is going to be in an ugly spot. The Ravens losing two out of the last three. The Titans losing three out of the last four. The Titans lose, they could move that record, or I don't want to say up, the record would certainly come down, as they'll be 6-5. Titans don't want that. And so the discussion we've been having is, which one of these quarterbacks has more to prove? Is it Ryan Tannehill, who just got the big contract and escaped Miami and all of a sudden became a serviceable QB under Vrabel? Or is it Lamar Jackson, who doesn't necessarily have the same help that he had last season, isn't having the same type of historic season he had last year? And what else is there for Lamar to do but besides improve at quarterback and win a Super Bowl? That's what people want to see. People want to see Lamar Jackson beat the good teams. So if you want to talk about pressure, if you want to talk about who has more to prove, the expectations for Ryan Tannehill are kind of, you're not going to get too high. You're not going to get too low. But Lamar Jackson is getting scrutinized just everywhere. I mean, he's walking around saying, losing sucks and I need to do this better. Come on. He won an MVP. There's nothing else to do but win a Super Bowl. Let's go. 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's get back to these phones. Nate, he's calling up from Georgia. Nate, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. You having a good night so far tonight?
Yeah, so far, Nate. Go ahead.
All right. So, in my opinion, I completely agree with you. There's a lot more pressure on Lamar Jackson. And I'll be honest. I mean, when he was coming out of Louisville, personally, I didn't even see the fact that he would have the ability to go on and win the MVP. You know, I truly saw him just as an RG3, but faster. So kudos to him for the season that he had last year. But here's the thing. The NFL is a league of adaptation. You obviously know, because I've called in before, I'm an Eagles fan. We're not going to talk about this season, but prime example, Chip Kelly comes in with his offense, takes the team to the postseason in his first year. The league adapts. In his second year, they don't even make the playoffs. In the third year, he's under 500, and now the man can't even get a job coaching Pee Wee football. Lamar Jackson is in that same situation right now. He had a fantastic year last year. He grew exponentially from his first season to his second season, but now the league's caught up to him. So the question is he going to be able to adapt and be able to become that better passer? Because that's the one aspect of his game right now that really needs to come along and really needs to develop.
Yeah, we see
and
that.
If he can put those – oh, go ahead.
No, so we see that, Nate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and if he can put those pieces together, I mean, the guy's going to be exceptional because he is such a great athlete. But the question is, has he already reached his peak, or is there more to come?
Yeah, no, that's a big question, and thank you so much, Nate, for calling from Georgia. That's the thing. What he did last year, 1,206 yards rushing and 35 touchdowns on the ground or in the air, excuse me. That's hard to do. That ain't easy. I mean, he can put up a different combination every single year. But nobody wants that. So it's like, okay, win now. Please, win. You won in the regular season. You won to start off this year. And this is really the first stretch with him as a starter where you kind of go, oh, what do you do when adversity comes your way? We've seen the MVP. What do you do with the adversity? You know, it's not so cut and dry of a Patrick Mahomes. Where it's just like, okay, this guy's just consistent. This is what it is. Lamar has to show that he can be a quarterback. Pierre is calling from Baltimore. Pierre, you on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Everybody talking about my quarterback, Lamar. Lamar's going to be fine. What it is the play calling. I mean, Lamar, he got a little bit to say, but he ain't got a lot to say as far as calling the play. It's the play calling.
So you're blaming Roman.
Yes, I'm blaming Roman because like last year he went to MVP. Everybody, he proved that he could throw the ball. I mean, he proved to the world that he could throw the ball. So it's like a lot of times with the offensive coordinators, they call the plays, and he got to listen to the offensive coordinator. I mean, he don't have no say-so of what to do yet. He's not a Patrick Mahomes or a Drew Brees. So he'll be okay. I mean, you know, we're going to win this Sunday. We're going to get back on track.
Wait, Pierre. Let me ask you a question. These two guys are basically on the same trajectory here. Why is he not a Patrick Mahomes?
Because of the coaching staff.
Whoa. Well, the coaching staff is to blame for everything now? Is that what it is?
No, it's not to blame. It's majority of it because the thing about it, you can't. Everybody could try to compare Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. They got
Pierre. Nobody is. I don't hear anybody comparing. Look, this is what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a look at Patrick Mahomes, and his body of work has shown you, just in the short amount of time that we've seen him, that he is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. The success that he has had has also shown you that, whether it's an MVP, whether it is a Super Bowl. The only reason that you could legitimately compare Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes is just because of their youth or just because of the trajectory. Okay, what do you do in your first full season? Oh, I won an MVP. Okay, what do you do in your second full season? Oh, well, I won a Super Bowl. After that, the comparison stops. So to say that coaching is what's stopping Lamar Jackson from being Patrick Mahomes, I wouldn't agree. They're in two totally different spaces when it comes down to skill sets.
That's your opinion, but it's
well, no, Pierre, it's not my opinion. No, Pierre, it's not my opinion. If you look at Patrick Mahomes throw a football and then you look at how Lamar Jackson plays, they play two different type of styles. It's not my opinion. It's right there for you to see.
Right. It is. You're right about that. But a lot of it is you know, but the thing about it, and, you know, throwing the football, yes, Patrick Mahomes, he's a better thrower. He was a, you know, baseball player. He had a little bit more time. But as far as and coaching too, because Andy Reid's a genius, believe it or not. You know, I wouldn't say so much with Greg Roman. He's okay, but it's like Al's style of play is vanilla.
Okay,
we need to like kind of pick it up, fast pace. We need more flavor, more style, more zip. You know, it's just like, you know, if we don't make it to the playoffs this year, I think Greg Roman is out the door.
No, well, that's legitimate. That's a legitimate gripe. Thank you, Pierre, for calling up from Baltimore. It's a matter of how much you want to weigh it. And I don't think, I'm not going to just fully absolve Lamar Jackson from their issues this year. You can go ahead and look at the play calling. You can look at how diversified the offense is. I personally thought that he was going to be a better passer. I thought they would have more of a threat to run the football with their running backs. That hasn't necessarily been the case, whether it's an injury or to Ingram, whether you didn't think Dobbins was who you thought he was going to be coming out of school, or has he gotten those opportunities? So, yeah, we can go ahead and look at Roman and the offense that he runs. But how much of that has to do with Lamar Jackson? It's kind of a give and a take. I don't want to put it in a chicken or egg scenario, but maybe they don't have the confidence in Lamar Jackson. One thing that was clear going into this season, it came out of Lamar Jackson's mouth. It came out of Coach Harbaugh's mouth. Everybody said that Lamar, needed to improve as a quarterback. He needed to do a better job passing the ball. Everybody said that. No one said anything going into this year that we need to improve our play calling. As of last year, they just ran the ball down everybody's throat. And so, yeah, people catch up to you. It's not that easy to just, quote unquote, run it back in the NFL. It ain't that easy. We got film on you. We're watching. We see you. And so Lamar, he got to take some blame, too. I'm not just going to blame Greg Roman. I'm not. We'll continue this conversation. I'm going to get everybody on the phone line on 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're getting you ready for Titans and Ravens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.